I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The summer's been brutal for Christians in Sri Lanka. In the last 4 months, over 30 churches have been attacked by Buddhist extremists. How does Asian Access train their leaders to confront persecution in places like Sri Lanka? Brother Amos is with A2 in Sri Lanka. Pray.
Our mandate is to develop leaders. Part of being relevant to our nation now is to be able to face persecution. In the midst of persecution, one of our key factors have been helping our people to know that God still reigns and God is seated on the throne.
Next, Chinese news reports indicate life has returned to normal in the Chengdu quake zone. However, the piles of rubble littering the rural parts of the Tibetan autonomous region tell a different story. The 6.1 magnitude quake struck 3 weeks ago, crippling affected villages. Baptist Global Response partners say it's the third major quake to hit China since April. Pray for the teams as they find ways to bring the hope of Christ to the devastated area. And today, there are 4,000 languages without a Bible. Even if they had one, chances are they couldn't read it. Does that mean sharing the gospel is impossible? One ministry says no. Founder and director of Scriptures in Use, Jim Bowman, says storytelling the gospel sticks better, and that's why Scriptures in Use exists.
Our vision and goal is to train local people who are in local congregations to learn the stories, to tell the stories, and to dialogue those stories in an interactive way, in an informal setting.
Get a free documentary to see it in action. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.